Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
Okay, we are to question three here in preview season. It is, of course, group of 5 week. Ryan, what's the third question?
The third question everybody wants to know. Will Coastal Carolina repeat as Sun Belt champs?
All right, so if you're watching on YouTube right now, go down to the comments, let us know your pick to win the Sun Belts before we give ours, because ours is the right answer. That'll be sort of your chance to check your answer.
Yeah.
Unless ours is different, Ryan. I don't know how that's going to work, but we will see. So let's start with just our thoughts on Coastal this year before we get to the competitors. They were, of course, 11-1 last year. They had that amazing, you know, Mormons versus Mullets victory against BYU, just magical season. And they are 17th in the country in returning production, so there's no reason to think they won't be really good again. Grayson McCall, as a freshman last year, arguably the best in the group of five at quarterback, efficient through the air, really good runner. And he's got his best receivers back, Javon Hiley, Isaiah Likely at tight end, so they're set.
Surprised you didn't go with the Hiley Likely duo.
I know. That's easy to remember, Hiley Likely. If you're forgetting Coastal's receivers, that's who they are. Only possible question mark is just how defenses will adjust in year two of Grayson McCall in this system. But
and they lost CJ Marable.
That's true. Yeah, very do it all running back CJ Marable.
Yeah,
that's a significant loss.
Yeah. I mean, they do have a couple of good quality backs that actually we saw last year, Shamari Jones and Reese White. But it's a little unproven whether or not they can catch and like CJ Marable did. So. But if that's your only question mark, I think you'll be just fine. So,
yeah.
And the defense is kind of the same deal. I mean, they just lose Taron Jackson. Taron Jackson is it. And I mean, he was really good, but defensive end going to the NFL. But I mean, you know, they return three first team all Sun Belt players. And, you know, they were a pretty darn good defense. They're 41st in yards per play. I think is going to improve this year with the amount of production they have coming back. So, I mean, everything sets up for them to make another run.
My only question with the defense of as far as improving in terms of effectiveness is that they were 11th in the country in takeaways last year. Yeah. Obviously, turnovers are a huge factor, but that's a stat that's likely to regress. And they were also unbelievable last year in terms of preventing explosive plays through the air. They were second in the nation in that category. And Bill Connolly has done research that, you know, preventing successful plays from being explosive plays is largely random. So even if they did take a little step forward in terms of skill, maybe just the luck factor might kind of
that makes sense.
That.
I mean, it was a magical, very bounce kind of broke their way year. But
still
like
very
said,
good.
I think they'll probably improve a little bit overall. So whatever unluckiness kind of equates back to the 50-50, they might be able to make up for it from just being better.
All right, so let's get to the other top contenders in the Sun Belt. The first is Louisiana, and they're in the West Division, whereas Coastal's in the East, so they could match up in the championship. And it is no secret here, if you follow our podcast, watch our YouTube videos, I love Billy Napier, their head coach. And they were 10-1 last year, only a close loss at Coastal was the only blemish. So they were nearly as good as Coastal last year. And they're number three in the country in returning production. So they've got just about everybody coming back. Their only loss really is their two running backs who are very good. But, you know, I would think the way they recruit, they'd be able to replace them. On defense, well, quarterback Levi Lewis is back as well. He's very experienced. But on defense, they return 21 of their top 22 players in terms of snaps. So they are deep, talented, far and away the favorite in the West. So they are, you know, they're going to be tough.
Yeah, no, Louisiana is, they might be the best team. You know, if you had to pick one right now, who knows? We'll get to that, but.
We will. Oh, by the way, I just want to bring up, if you're not aware, Louisiana's first game is at Texas. So it doesn't have anything to do with the Sun Belt conference race, but that is going to be fun.
Another team that we are going to talk about here that has a legit chance is Appalachian State. For them, they have everything you really need. Except for a quarterback. Now that's the question. They're bringing in Chase Bryce, the two-time transfer, one from Clemson to Duke, and now Duke to App State. So he stays in the Carolina area. But I don't know. My doubts about him, because he was pretty bad last year at Duke. Now, granted, he didn't have a whole lot of help there at Duke.
No.
And which at App State, he won't be asked to, you know, carry the load quite as much. They got a good running back, Cameron Peoples, good couple receivers. Corey Sutton's coming back. He missed last year, along with Thomas Hennigan, who's another good receiver. So just a little worried about their own line. Just a couple starters return, but they're both all conference starters coming back. So two leaders like that up front, think they'll be all right. And they usually historically have done a pretty darn good job developing those linemen. So they run the ball real well. So, you know, their defense is really good. That's the thing that's going to carry them. They have maybe the best defense in the conference, top 15 in the nation as far as yards per play, and nine starters coming back. So a couple first team all conference players, Demetrius Taylor and their corner Sean Jolly. So there's a lot to like about that defense, a lot to like about the offense. It's just, if Chase Bryce is good, then they're legit kind of up there, could compete with Louisiana and Coastal. If Coach Chase Bryce is kind of average, then it's going to be tough for them to reach those two teams.
Yeah, I think that's right. And they do have the bad luck. They have to play both Coastal and Louisiana in the regular season, whereas Coastal and Louisiana avoid each other. So,
and App State's in Coastal's side. So, you know, Coastal has the head, you know, kind of the advantage there, of course.
Right. Okay. Any other dark horses that have a shot? I mean, I'm personally looking at Georgia State.
Yeah, that's the clear.
You think so?
That's the clear. Well, why don't you talk about?
I've got another one. So why don't you talk about Georgia State?
Okay, cool. Yeah, Georgia State's, they return their entire offense and a bunch of starters overall. I think they only lose three starters, and they got a really good quarterback coming back, sophomore Quad Brown, Cornelius Brown the IV, sweet name. They did lose arguably their best defensive player to South Carolina. That's going to hurt.
Yeah,
10.5 sacks last year, Jordan Stahn. So that's not going to be a help. But just that one loss isn't going to determine, you know, how much they can get better this year. They have a lot of other production coming back. So I think they'll be a tough out. They might not win it all, but they're a legit kind of dark horse.
Yeah, I think... Troy is another kind of dark horse, because they're sixth in the country in returning production. They were 5-6 last year, but they were 1-4 in one score games. So I think they should bounce back. Chip Lindsey did a good job of bringing in some Power 5 transfers. So
good quarterback.
They're certainly, you know, if not a threat to win the conference or a division, they could spoil somebody's chances.
Yeah. Well, they almost spoiled Coastals last year, right?
They did. That was, you know, Grayson McCall had to lead a last-second drive there. Yeah. That was a great game.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's answer the question here, Ryan. Will Coastal Carolina repeat as Sun Belt champs?
Well, like we already mentioned, they do avoid Louisiana in that regular season, so that does help them as far as just getting to the championship game. Give them a leg up over an app team like App State, who does have to face Louisiana. So I'll say they make it to the conference championship game. But I'm going to say Louisiana is the team that comes out on top this year. I think they're probably a little more of a complete team. And given, I think just Coastal Carolina's magical season last year was a little bit of luck, like we kind of mentioned, at least some of it, partially. So I think Louisiana, I think they're kind of just the more proven, maybe not just more proven, but I just think they're a little bit more consistent.
I mean, they've had a couple straight double-digit win seasons, so... Yeah. Yeah, they've a little bit longer.
I trust them a little
than Coastal. Yeah, I hear you. I'm kind of the same way. I think I lean towards Louisiana. The Sun Belt is going to be very good. I mean, we talked about all these returning production numbers. It seems like all the top teams have so many players coming back.
A lot of those guys decided to come back for, you know, their extra year if they had it. So,
yep, very true. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see the Sun Belt championship odds on the screen. And while I think Coastal Carolina at plus 200 or even App State at plus 400 might be a better bet just in terms of value than Louisiana at plus 125, I do think Louisiana is a deserving favorite because of the kind of trust factor and the recruiting track record. But also the main thing is that they're in the way easier division.
Exactly.
Almost all these teams that are contenders we talked about are in that East division. So Louisiana... kind of alone in the West a little bit there, which, so that's why when you look at these odds, it's not necessarily saying that Louisiana is better than Coastal.
No.
It's just, their path is a lot easier. So they're probably pretty equal. I think we would both kind of agree, but just slightly lean Louisiana.
Yeah, and I think if I'm not mistaken, the Coastal has to go to App State. So, I mean, I know that Coastal doesn't have to play Louisiana, but, you know, if that East Division could come down to the head-to-head, App State gets them at home, you know, that's a factor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of the College Football Bros. Again, let us know in the YouTube comments your pick in the Sun Belt. We're doing these daily episodes. We would love it if the comment sections were popping. That's kind of our goal here, is to be able to interact with the listeners and the viewers. That's, you know, why we do this podcast. So we would appreciate if you pepper in your thoughts when you have them. But we will be back tomorrow answering the question, who is the biggest threat to Boise State in the Mountain West?
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.